Hi, welcome to Classical Kids Storytime. I'm Garrett. In a few minutes, I'm going to tell you a story about four string instruments, but I thought we should go over a few words that might be new to you, just in case you don't play a string instrument. The brothers and sisters of the string family are violin, viola, cello, and bass. They all look very much alike, except for their size. Violins are the littlest. Then violas are a bit bigger, cellos are a lot bigger, and the bass is the biggest of them all. Starting at the top of the string instruments is a swirly, curly piece called a scroll. Right below the scroll are pegs. Those are little wooden twisty things that are attached to the strings. When you twist the peg one way, it makes the string tighter. The other way, looser. Lower down the instrument is a piece of wood that holds all the strings up. It's called a bridge, because it looks like a bridge. To make these instruments sing, you need something called a bow. It's a long wooden stick with horsehair attached to it. You hold the bow at the bottom. That's called a frog. Not that kind of frog. There's also another twisty thing at the end of the bow, a screw that tightens or loosens the horsehair. One more thing. Horsehair is very smooth and slippery, so to help it grab the strings enough to make a sound, you need something sticky. That stuff is called rosin. Okay, let's go. Today's story is called Kinderlute. This story is about four friends who make up the strings family, which includes the violin, viola, cello, and bass. These four friends will be moving in with four different children who have started to play each of these instruments. Stratty, the violin, Zuka, the viola, Jose, the cello, and Stony, the bass, are all excited to meet their new owners, but they are also nervous because they're unsure if the children will know how to take care of them while they're learning how to play beautiful music. Let's meet each of the friends. Stratty is a violin who once lived with a little girl who used to always pull his strings really hard until they popped. The little girl also used to turn Stratty's pegs really tight, which also made his strings pop. Ouch! Zuka is a viola who is so scared of his new owner because he remembers the little boy who used to drop him all the time. The little boy dropped Zuka so much that he broke his bridge in half and even snapped his scroll. Ouch! The cello's name is Jose. Jose always wants to wear a blanket to protect him because the little girl he used to live with always left him in her mom's car, whether it was too hot or too cold. This made Jose fall apart, and he always had to be glued back together. Stony is the biggest one of the four friends. But he, too, was afraid to meet his new owner. He remembers when the boy who used to play him would never wipe the rosin off of his strings and body after each time he played. This made Stony very dirty and very sticky. The day has finally come for the four friends to meet their new owners. They're excited because they want these young musicians to learn to play beautiful music on them, but the friends are still scared because they want the children to take good care of them. Stratty, the violin, meets his new owner, She's a little girl named Violet. Violet is so excited that she has a new violin, and the first thing she does is pluck Stratty's string. Stratty cries to Violet, "Please don't pluck my strings, because they will pop." Violet then begins to turn the pegs. Stratty says, "Please don't turn my pegs either until your teacher shows you how to turn them slowly so my strings won't pop." Now Violet realizes that she's hurting Stratty, so she asks her teacher how to take care of her new instrument. Her teacher shows her how to properly pluck Stratty's strings and how to carefully turn the pegs. Zuka's new owner, EJ, is a 6-year-old boy just learning to play the viola. EJ is so happy to learn viola that he begins to run around with the instrument in his hands and drops it. "Ow," says Zuka. "You have to be careful holding me because I break easily." EJ is sad he hurt Zuka. He promises to be extra careful and never run around with Zuka again. Musique is an 8-year-old girl who now plays on Jose, the cello. On the way to the music store, Jose says, "Don't forget me," as Musique and her mom get out of the car. Musique turns to Jose, who explains to her that he can get very, very hot sitting in the car, and the beautiful paint on his body will start to melt. "Oh no, I don't want you to melt. I'll be sure not to leave you anywhere too hot from now on," says Musique. This put a smile on Jose's face. Remember Stony, the bass? His new owner is 10-year-old Ella. Ella is a very talented little girl who loves how big the bass is. She is so excited about the new instrument that she practices with Stony for a whole hour. Ella remembers her teacher telling her to always wipe the instrument after practicing so rosin doesn't build up and limit Stony from singing as loud. When Ella finishes practicing, she wipes the body and strings of her bass, which makes Stony very happy and very clean. "Thank you," says Stony. The four friends are very happy that their new owners are taking such good care of them. Now they don't have to worry about being hurt anymore and can enjoy the beautiful music they make with their owners.
"Wait, don't forget about me."
Bowing, the bow, is used on the violin, viola, cello, and bass to help make beautiful music. Bowen also wants to make sure each musician knows how to take care of him, too. Bowen says,
"Please don't touch my bow hair, because that will make my hair very oily."
"You got it, buddy."
"My bow hair can't be too loose either, because my hair will separate from the frog."
"Okay, we won't do it."
"If you turn my screw too tight, my stick will snap."
"That makes sense."
The young musicians are now able to take care of their instruments and the bows while learning how to play beautiful music. The end. Thanks for listening to Classical Kids Storytime from APM, American Public Media.